Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
All right, the Falcons getting set for the Panthers this week. And Kirk Cousins was named the NFC Offensive Player of the Week. Of course, that comes off of his record, franchise record-setting performance with career bests in both completions at 42 and passing yards at 509. He completed 42 of 48 passes. So that is a 72.4% passer rating right there.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I think that's more passes and attempts and completions than Desmond had through like 8 weeks last year.
You went there.
Okay. Yeah, I did. I chose violence. You know what's funny is
at this point last year, you were still talking about him being the Super Bowl MVP, though.
Leave that man alone.
I was still not off that train. We hadn't broke up yet. They've already had three NFC Player of the Weeks, two in defense and one in offense. They had only three last year. And it was week 1, week 7, and week 12. This year it's 2, 4, and 5. Kind of a cool thing. But if you look at the last six player of the weeks for this Falcons team the last 2 years, three of them are one name.
Jesse Bates.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome. Crazy, ain't it?
It is cool. And you know, one of the things that, and obviously, Dylan did a nice job printing this out so we could kind of read some of the stats that the Falcons are throwing out. This is the craziest part to me. He's the 13th player in NFL history to pass for 504 touchdowns. That's elite company. You're talking about like the baseball equivalent of that is like throwing a perfect game. You know what I mean? Like, there's just not that many people in history that have been able to do that. 500 yards and four touchdowns.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd go perfect game, but yeah, it's a huge accomplishment. And the fact that so few people have done it, and I think what we've had two in the last 8 years in his franchise, nine seasons apart. It's kind of wild. I was reading Josh Kendall's article about Drake London, and not to move away from Kirko and his big day.
It fits. But Drake going to the same umbrella.
But yeah. Drake London had 154 of those, which was. Did y'all see that?
I did too. Just scared the tar out of me.
There's a ghost in here. None of us are near.
Yes.
Moved on its own. I thought somebody was opening the door because the creak.
The microphone, I'm sitting here talking, and it just violently goes in a different direction.
I don't know.
I don't mess with the spirits.
I think it's this might be the ghost of Desmond Ritter coming to get me.
Yeah, it might be. Maybe you're talking trash.
But he had 154 of those, which was I think yardage wasn't a career high, but the catches was. But dude, he's 12th in the NFL in receiving this year with 32 catches for 354 yards. Drake, 3 touchdowns. Drake London is quietly having a pretty good year, like a breakout type season. He's got 44 targets with 0 drops, and that doesn't mean the ball hasn't been knocked away, but he is not a drop that should have been a catch. You know that. So, and 34% of his catches have come from his slot. Those are all numbers. Josh Kendall in The Athletic. I didn't do that much research. I just read his article, but it's pretty wild that 34% of his catches have come from the slot. Because I don't think people would. And look, I think it shows he can line up anywhere, Mike. But I don't think people would think that he would be getting that many targets and catches out of the slot.
No, I don't think so either. And I thought you brought up a good point a couple weeks ago when you said he's essentially playing like the tight end spot and not like lined up on the end of the offensive line. But you're right; he's kind of playing off tackle a little bit every now and then and kind of making those catches across the middle, contested catches. It's funny, man, because your perception changes so much after a game like last week. And we did like fair foul leading into the year, and I think there was a fair foul. It was like multiple guys on the team with 1,000 yards, whether it's a running back with 1,000 and a receiver with 1,000 or whatever. And we kind of went back and forth on that. And so I think after week one, I was kind of off that train of like these multiple receivers possibly doing things like that. But it's funny how you kind of throw for 500 and all of a sudden things start to line back up. Like it's like a correction that Kirk was able to get to last week. So it's just fun to see. I'm glad he got the player of the week, man. It's 3 of the first 5 weeks of the year, like we said, Falcons have been involved in the players of the week. So it's cool.
You can stay the conductor on that train of having guys Woo-hoo. Having a multitude of players piling up and racking up the yardage. Coach Raheem Morris, he said it's not just about Kirk Cousins. They've got to lean on a number of key players on offense.
It's hard to just say Kirk. Part of, not playing as well as you possibly can play when you go somewhere is you put too much of that on you. And I think once you get to the point when you can lean on Drake, when you can lean on Kyle, when you can lean on Mooney, when you can lean on those upfront guys like Chris Lindstrom, you can lean on those guys up front, Jake Matthews, that can really just help you in those tough crunch time situations to lean back and trust your training. I think those are the most important things. But Kirk, he's been outstanding. Like we talked about every single week, his ability to get better and better every single week has been, exactly what you've wanted from a coaching standpoint.
I think there's a lot of fans and even some media members that would say, well, Darnell's the number one. Darnell's the number one receiver on this team. And I disagree, and the numbers disagree. I think that Drake is still your number one for Kirk, and I think he's taken that role even more in the last first 5 weeks of the season, more into his hands. I think the issue is he's just so drastically different the way his targets and catches come from Darnell. That big plays seem to come from Darnell, so people want to levitate to him being the one. But in reality, I think Drake London is clear cut the number one receiver for this team.
I think he is, but here's the kickback I'll give you on that. I'm not so sure that Darnell's not the most important receiver we have because of what he does to defenses and the speed that he brings and his kind of ability to stretch the coverage kind of allows Drake to do some different things in Drake's own game. So I agree with you. I think Drake's definitely one. I think that Darnell, though, his importance, it's almost like we talked about last year with the Hawks, man. It's like it's clear that Trey is the guy. And you're going back and forth, but the things that Jalen Johnson does for that team kind of makes them different, right?
Yeah, you need that balance. You need that yin to the yang, right? It's the difference in who they are as players is so great that you've always needed both, and you didn't have Darnell in this offense. You have had no Darnell Mooney this offense since Calvin Ridley left. And honestly, he's essentially been gone since 2020 because he only got a few games from him in 2021. So it is allowed it's allowed Drake to be that much more effective in the role of the receiver he is. But he's also changed. He showed much more in his game this year than people thought he had. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.